Well, the FSA will be very keen to make clear that this is business as usual. He's not going for 6 months, so he won't be going until July. He'd have been there 3 years by then, so let's not panic. In reality, Hector Sands was a fantastic figurehead for the Financial Services Authority, but he's been the public face of the regulator through all those extraordinary period we've been through in the last 2.5 years. If you think he's presided over, you know, the disaster that led to the nationalisation of Northern Rock, he was there, he helped bail out the banks. And so it is a very difficult situation for the FSA to find themselves in, because whatever else you may think about him, he has been a very good leader who's instigated dramatic change.
And does it mean that we can expect Lord Turner to step down soon as well from his role as chairman of the FSA?
Oh, I would love to know what's going on in Lord Turner's mind right now. I mean, you have to remember that Lord Turner arrived in October 2008, just as the banking crisis was really at its peak. You would normally expect one of these people to stay 3-4 years in that sort of role. What's difficult to know is how Lord Turner would feel about presiding over an organisation that's about to be disbanded. Of course, we are now making the leap of faith that the Conservatives win the next election. But there is speculation in the city that now maybe we should all be watching to see what Turner does next. A man with extraordinary intellect, a fantastic ability to come out with the perfect soundbite. And I don't know his political leaning, but they used to call him Red Adair. What can I say?
Now, how does the city regard the Tories' plans to disband the Financial Services Authority?
I would say definitely mixed, which is, I know, not the most precise answer you would want me to give. But the reality is that the Financial Services Authority, like it or loathe it, had been overseeing this extraordinary change. And many people had been concerned that if you start talking about disbanding the FSA in the middle of a massive change programme, that what you end up doing is undermining the regulator. What the Tories want to do is essentially tear up the system of regulation that Gordon Brown thrust upon the city in 1997 when he was Chancellor. And, you know, senior Tories were pointing out, you know, at least they are trying to open a debate about the future of regulation, whereas Gordon Brown thrust it upon the city.
And more broadly, how does the city regard George Osborne?
It sounds very corny to say that people are concerned about the fact that he's only 38. The reality is, the last person who entered number 11 at the age of 38 was 125 years ago. Most chancellors have lots of grey hair, quite a lot of experience under their belt, are extraordinarily accomplished politicians and have often done something else. So George has got that against him already in that particular, the fact that he is 38. But he's also made tricky announcements. You know, his decision to talk about capping city bonuses at £2,000 actually caused laughter in the city rather than tears. So he hasn't entirely convinced the world that he's got the best policies that are well thought through. That's not to say that he doesn't have supporters.